Richland Center or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, craft and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A federal jury in Memphis delivered a split verdict in the civil rights trial of three fired cops and the beating death of Tyree Nichols almost 2 years ago. All three convicted of obstruction, but only one, Demetrius Haley, was convicted of violating Nichols' rights. Nichols' father, Rodney Wells.
We're just so very proud that all of them are going to jail today. We cannot wait on the sentencing so we'll know what their total time will be, but today was a very good day for our family.
The three also faced second-degree murder charges in state court. Dock workers and East and Gulf Coast port owners got tentative agreement on wages, a three-day strike suspended until mid-January. Tesla recalling 27,000 Cybertrucks. The rear-view camera image may not activate immediately when shifting into reverse. This is the fifth recall since the Cybertruck went on sale late last year. This is ABC News. Union workers at Stellantis are none too pleased. They accuse the maker of Dodge, Chrysler, and Ram vehicles of not living up to commitments made to end last year's strike. United Auto Workers Union President Sean Fain.
A strike will cripple this company. And if we have to strike, it's Stellantis' decision to do so because they're not honoring their commitment.
Tens of thousands of new parents in Great Britain have agreed to have their babies' genomes mapped in an effort to find and treat rare diseases more quickly.
There were signs up in doctors' offices across England asking parents-to-be if they wanted their new baby's entire genetic code analyzed in hopes of doing so could detect rare diseases more quickly. 100,000 families have signed up. The screening will go beyond the traditional heel prick for newborns that detects 9 rare conditions. The full genetic coding could help doctors spot as many as 200 rare diseases in children.
ABC Sherry Preston. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey, WRCO listeners. The start of school means the football season and homecoming dance is coming soon. Come on into the Creative Outlet. We have short formal dresses for the girls and dress pants and dress shirts for the guys, all at resale prices. Our convenient store hours are Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5. Come on in and see what's new at the Creative Outlet on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Looking for some adorable Halloween and fall decor? Head on down to Court and Main in downtown Richland Center. Right now, everything Halloween and fall is 50% off. From cute pumpkins to cozy throw blankets, festive table settings, and charming wall art, you'll find everything you need to get into the spooky spirit at a great price. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 9 to noon. Come visit us. We can't wait to see you.
You're invited to join Trinity Apostolic Faith Church at 489 South Larson in Richland Center to learn more about the basic truths found in Scripture. On Sunday mornings, school begins at 9:30 with morning worship at 11, evening worship at 5, and on Wednesdays, Bible study begins at 7. Enjoy a warm, traditional environment as you learn about Jesus. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church. For more information, call 608-647-3406 or go to apostolicfaith.org.
Speed Queen, a name known in the appliance industry for toughness and reliability. Their super tough commercial washers and dryers are reliable enough for your business or your home, featuring good old manual controls that bring years of dependable operation. Town and Country TV and Appliance, a name synonymous with quality products and excellent service. Together, they're unstoppable. Stop to see the full line of Speed Queen appliances at Town and Country TV and Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or log on to townandcountryrc.com.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Will a cold front pass through our area overnight, causing a few light showers? As of early this morning, the showers extended from far eastern Iowa through northern Illinois into southeast Wisconsin and moving away from us. High pressure and dry air building in from the northwest will bring us quite a bit of sunshine today. Tomorrow looks like another fairly sunny day, but some clouds building up in the afternoon. As a cold front approaches from the west, we'll have strong south winds ahead of that, up to 25 and 30 miles per hour. The gusty winds will linger into Sunday, and we could catch a few showers Saturday evening as that front moves by, but don't expect too much, maybe a trace or a few hundredths of an inch. The better chance of a quarter inch will stay in northern Wisconsin. So we have a cool Sunday into early Monday, then a beautiful stretch of weather next week with high pressure in control. Should bring us day after day of sunshine and pretty nice temperatures for October. So today, look for cloud cover early, giving way to sunshine. Temperature topping out near 70. North to northeast wind at 5 to 10. Mainly clear and cool tonight, low near 42. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy, and turning unusually warm for October, high about 80. South to southeast wind 15 to 25. Saturday night, breezy with a 30% chance of a couple of light showers in the late evening, low at 51. Sunday, partly cloudy to sunny, breezy and cooler, high 65 degrees. On Monday, patchy frost early, mostly sunny and nice. Low 37, high 66. Tuesday, mostly sunny, low 38 with a high of 68. The sunshine sticking around for Wednesday and Thursday. Low temperatures in the lower 40s with highs in the low to mid 70s. Very nice. Have a great morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County Bank.
Currently in Richland Center, our temperature is at 45 degrees. Also, yesterday's high was 74. Record high, 87, set in 1953. The record low, 23 in 1974. Last year's high was 77, with a low, 61. Sunset will occur at 6:38 this evening. Sunrise time tomorrow morning will be at 3 minutes after 7 o'clock. We did receive a little bit of rain in the overnight hours, 4/100ths. Of an inch. East-northeast winds are at 3, and the barometer is at 30-30. After a low of 44, it is 45 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Consider this. Jeremiah the prophet foretold a coming invasion by using the image of a dry wind, a hot east wind that sometimes roared across the area. Since the violence of these storms caused great distress to the people of Jeremiah's day would have easily understood what a terrible devastation was being symbolized. Behold, he shall come up as clouds, and his chariots shall be as a whirlwind. His horses are swifter than eagles. Woe unto us, for we are spoiled. Jeremiah 4:13. While the prophet's warning indicated that judgment was certain, God still promised that the faithful remnant would be spared. Today, too, judgment for those who persist in unrighteousness is sure, but a way of escape is still open for those who repent and give their lives to God. We can escape the devastation that God has said will come upon this world. Thank God for His mercy and His plan for deliverance of those who honor and trust Him. Your friends at the Apostolic Faith Church thank you for considering this.
Sports. Sports Time is sponsored by Hillsboro Equipment, locally owned and operated with products to make your outdoor living easier and more enjoyable, and Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. Our football preview for the seventh week of the season is coming up, and sad Brewer news as well.
Working outdoors often results in a great feeling afterwards, the feeling of having achieved something. Whether it's tackling fallen limbs, cutting firewood, or clearing land, Steel has a chainsaw for your next project. Find your Steel at Hillsboro Equipment, like the reliable MS-271 Farm Boss, a high-performance, high-tech chainsaw that's built to work day in and day out. Enjoy the satisfaction of a job well done with a Steel chainsaw from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport, Reedsburg.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. Ithaca won 3-0 over Weston in Thursday night volleyball. The scores were 25-11, 25-13, and 25-15. The Bulldogs improved to a conference leading 9-1, while Weston fell to 1-8. Bailey Wanless led the way for Ithaca with 13 kills, while Tristan Peterson and J.C. Maxwell each put in 11. Kaylee Newkirk had 3 aces and served 12 straight in the second set as the Bulldogs pulled away for a win. Vivian Spencer led Weston with 10 digs and 4 aces. Ithaca won the JV match in the early contest against the Silver Eagles. Weston will host Lafarge, Kickapoo, and Ithaca for a quad coming up on Tuesday night. Elsewhere last night in volleyball, also in the Ridge and Valley Conference, it was Seneca sweeping North Crawford. Royal 3-1 over New Lisbon in the Scenic Bluffs, and Hillsboro swept Wanewoc Center. Cuba City swept Riverdale, and Darlington was winner in 3 over Boscobel. Westby got a win by sweep over Luther. Cashton 3-1 over Bangor. In action from high school boys soccer, River Valley was a winner against Wisconsinites Barneveld 3-0. In 8-player football, DeSoto over Belmont 32-6. And in middle school football last night, Ithaca was a winner 40-0 over Nisida. Football coming up during the seventh week of the season. River Valley plays at Richland Center for the Hornets' annual homecoming game. Here's Coach Andrew Troxell talking about getting ready for the week.
We opened the week and we said, you know, this is going to be an emotional game. You know, I mean, ever since I came back and I can remember, I mean, this has always been a rivalry game. And so we anticipate that's exactly kind of the level of play that we're going to see. They're going to come out and they're going to be ready to go. Coach Mack is going to have his kids, you know, in positions where they think they can succeed and have success, you know, and I think that we're going to do the same as well. So our narrative and our message this week is, you know, we've got to play sound, you know, disciplined football and not let emotions kind of drive how this game is going to be played.
I asked Andy about the matchup with River Valley.
I think we match up really well, to be honest with you. I know we come in at very similar records, you know, and just overall competition levels. I think what they're really going to do is they're going to take away the middle. They're going to try to take away any kind of dives, and they're going to play tough on the edge, you know. And so we've seen that other teams have kind of had that same approach when they play us, you know, and so we've been preparing for that, all sorts of different play actions and dives and reads and all of that kind of stuff. So, you know, it's fun when you have a cat and a mouse game like that, right? They take away one thing. Okay, how do you respond and what do you bring to the table on the next play or the next series?
River Valley co-head coach Dan Makovic.
Scoring opportunities left and right. They're moving the ball. They do different things on offense to set themselves up for success. And even though some of the scores look a little lopsided, just like in our games, they are constantly in every game. So they fire off the ball hard. They want to win. They play hard for their team. And it's going to be a really good matchup.
Coach Makovic knows that Richland Center will be fired up for the game.
They always are. We've said this numerous times. Every time we have an interview about River Valley versus Richland Center, it kind of seems like, you know, the Super Bowl. Everybody wants this one really bad, and it's one that we have had circled, and I know they've had circled too. You don't like to look ahead to try to take one game at a time, but this is definitely one that nobody has overlooked and everybody really wants to play.
That's our game of the week today. River Valley at Richland Center football. It kicks off at 7 tonight. Our Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show begins around 6:40. Dodgeville is at Lancaster. Platteville at New Glarus as well in the SWC. In the Scenic Bluffs, Nisida at New Lisbon. Bangor at Cashton. Another top game tonight, Hillsboro at Brookwood, and
Ithaca at Royal. Bulldogs co-head coach David Klang.
Yeah, it's a huge week for us. It's a big game with Royal. They've played really tough the last couple games with against Hillsborough and Bangor, and like had leads or almost leads against them. So it's going to be a really big test for us.
And David talked about the matchup.
They have really good running backs and line. Like, they're very deceptive in changing, being able to make it look like they're going one way with their counters and then going the other way, and just really kind of well-organized and very smooth in all their plays. So it's going to be super important for us to, like, once again, maintain our discipline and not hurt ourselves.
The Bulldogs try to stay unbeaten. They're at Royal tonight in the Scenic Bluffs. In the SWAL, Mineral Point at Southwestern East Dubuque, Cuba City at Fenimore, Darlington at Lodi. In the Six Rivers, Iowa Grant at River Ridge, Waseca Steuben at Potosi Cassville, and Riverdale visits Boscobel. The Chieftains lost a hard-fought game last week to Pecatonica Argyle after scoring late and then having Peck Argyle score with 4 seconds left. On the comeback, Coach Lucas Phelps was impressed by his team.
Staying in games and competing no matter what the adversity that we're facing, stuff like that. So there's been plenty of times before with teams I've had that, you know, near the end of the game there when they score in the fourth quarter, we struggled to march down the field. But I was very impressed with our guys, hats high, that they were able to find a way to score to answer that near the end of the game. So, yeah, a lot of growth, a lot of resilience from our guys, and that's going to pay dividends for the next couple of years for us.
And I asked Lucas about the matchup with the Bulldogs.
Every time that we play, it's always just teams getting after each other. So we look at Boscobel, you know, I think they're very balanced offensively. I think they have some players that they have abilities to score, the ability to make some big plays. You know, Cameron Luce, the receiver, who's an all-conference kid last year, I think he's a tremendous player. So we got to find ways to match up against him in the pass game. They're going to find ways to get him the ball, not just on deep fade routes, but all over the field. They're going to move him around. And a kid in their offense, I think, is pretty underrated that I really appreciate is Briar Wayne, the running back. I think that kid is a tremendous player. Runs hard, downhill, physical, fast. We got to find ways to limit their run game. So if we can find ways to make them one-dimensional on offense, it's going to pay dividends for us. Defensively, run a 4-4. Pretty physical kids up front. We got to find a way to establish the run. I think our offensive line has been improving over the course of the year, so I think we can find a way to run the ball against them and establish that identity.
Riverdale and the battle for the paddle at Boscobel. Others tonight, including Nacoosa at Adams Friendship, Sauk Prairie at Portage, Baraboo at Reedsburg, Mauston at Ripon, Luther at Viroqua, and Aquinas visits Westby. Eight-player football, Highland travels to North Crawford and Monticello at Wisconsin Heights. Eight-player football tomorrow, Kickapoo Lafarge plays at Wonniwauk Center High School against Wonniwauk Weston. Bowling scores from the Coffee Clutch League yesterday. Series high, the Spare Parts, 1851. Three Aces, 1784. ILK, 1766. The Spare Parts with a 647 and a 639. ILK, 624. And Three Aces, a 617. Top series, Pat Adams of 498. Cheryl McNerlin of 465. Deanne Kepler of 445. High game honors, Pat Adams a 191 and a 172, Deanne Kepler 176 and a 170, and Linda Wiedenfeld a 169. Cheryl McNerlin had a 9-10 split pickup in the Coffee Clutch League. From All-Star Bowling, Lonesome Dove Tavern had the top series, 29-50, Turbo's Bar and Grill, 29-13, Alana Springs Campground, 28-11. Lonesome Dove Tavern, 10-36, Advance Pump and Well, a 10-11, and Alana Springs Campground, a 1,009. Bowling for the high series, Travis Bushley, 7-37. Chris Pardoon had a 732, 102 over average. Chris Gerber, a 708, 141 over average. Kevin Genthy, 101 over average with a 704. And Chris Pardoon had the top game, a 278. Jake Morris, a 269. Casey Ewing, a 268. Casey Ewing bowled a 695, 152 over average. Luke Jacobson bowled a 600, 117 over average. And Scott Dilley bowled a 552, 117 over average. In action from the All-Star Bowling League. Pete Alonso hit a go-ahead three-run home run off closer Devin Williams in the ninth inning, and the Mets beat the Brewers 4-2 Thursday night to win the National League Wild Card Series. Milwaukee had gone ahead 2-0 with back-to-back home runs from Jake Bowers and Sal Frelick in the bottom of the seventh, breaking a late scoreless tie after strong performances from starters Jose Quintana and Tobias Myers. The Brewers, making their sixth playoff appearance in 7 years, still haven't won a postseason series since reaching Game 7 of the National League Championship Series in 2018. Garrett Mitchell said it was stunning, the slamming of the door.
That's just a tough situation, you know. You don't, like you said, you're not really prepared for that. Kind of riding a high a little bit there, and things changed there at the end, but like I said, proud of our team, what we did, what we accomplished. Just get back to it again.
Manager Pat Murphy says it was set up well for the Brewers.
It was. It was a great script for us. And, you know, Devin's been as good a closer as there is in baseball for 2.5 years that he's played. You know, he was injured most of this year, but he's been unbelievable. And I'd give him the ball game tomorrow in the same situation and any other game I'm involved with if we have a lead, and I give Devin the ball.
Murphy talked more about his 2024 Brewers.
I love him. I'll never be able to duplicate 2024. And it didn't end the way we wanted to, and tragically, actually, you know, it felt like a tragedy. And I feel sad for our guys because they competed like they did, and but it's baseball. When you're facing a team with those type of guys, that's what they're capable of.
The Mets play the Phillies coming up on Saturday. Kirk Cousins threw for a career-high 509 yards and 4 touchdowns, the last of them a 45-yard scoring pass in overtime that gave Atlanta an improbable 36-30 victory over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. After a wild fourth quarter that featured a blocked field goal, a fumble, and an interception, Cousins and the Falcons got the ball back at their own 20 with 1:14 remaining in regulation and no timeouts, trailing 30-27. Cousins completed 5 passes to push Atlanta to the Buccaneers 29, then hustled to the line to spike the ball with a single second on the clock, and then Younghoe Koo knocked it through from 52 yards to force overtime. The Falcons won the coin toss in overtime and scored. Kalen Clark has been named WNBA Rookie of the Year in a near-unanimous vote. A national panel of sports writers and sportscasters gave the Indiana Fever guard 66 of 67 votes. Chicago Sky forward Angel Reese received the other vote. And Wisconsin running back Ches Malusi is stepping away from the Badgers program. According to Badger Extra's Colton Bartholomew, the Wisconsin program said in a release that Malusi is stepping away to continue rehabbing injuries that prevented him from playing to his expectation. Malusi has missed significant time during his career with the Badgers in 21, 22, and 23. He suffered a torn ACL, a broken arm, and a broken leg and ankle in those respective years. Malusi currently leads Wisconsin with 232 rushing yards through 4 games. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on sports.
Be ready for homecoming festivities with a stunning corsage and stylish boutonniere from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. Hi, this is Julie from Robin's Nest. We'll have you and your date looking extra special with a custom corsage and boutonniere that will provide the perfect accent to your look. Stop by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers today at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are our inspiration to create lasting memories. Call 383-1616.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving all of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 647-5500.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Hear that?
That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Ballway.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here.
So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballway. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80 Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Good morning. It is a Friday, and we are here for Fresh in the Country. Some brand new releases from country music coming your way, courtesy of Julie Cairns, State Farm Insurance.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
We'll take a look at the most played songs across the land and some brand new releases here over the course of the next, a little bit more than a half hour. And this one going out today from a brand new album from John Party. It's called Friday Night Heartbreaker.
Mmm.
and you're paying later.
John Party and a Friday Night Heartbreaker. Look out. Fresh from the country on a Friday morning, October 4th. We're up to 48 degrees now in Richland Center after a fairly warm overnight. 60 degrees when it started raining early on here this morning. Some notes on today. Mariah Carey resisted when her record label suggested back in 1994 she should record a Christmas album. Carey says she was just starting out. She felt that that was something for artists later in life. But now, musicians record holiday albums at the tops of their careers. Her Merry Christmas album, celebrating its 30th anniversary this year with a special re-release. Yes, it is October, so it is time to start talking about some holiday releases. Wow. Here's a brand new one from Bryce Leatherwood. The country on WRCO. Our trivia question of the morning is coming up.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Our personal service includes savings. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We're always looking for ways to bring you more value and convenience. That includes opportunities to save. For example, a savings may be available to those who choose to bundle a State Farm auto policy with a homeowner's policy. Lower premiums may apply if you have a new home or an older home with completely updated utility systems. Let's talk about the homeowner's insurance choices that make sense for you today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It is time to celebrate 120 years at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Join them this weekend for Customer Appreciation Days. Savor the season with delicious apples, fresh cranberry cider, caramel apples, grapes, pumpkin squash, and much more. And don't forget the fresh bakery treats, apple cider donuts, turnovers, and much more. The team at Oakwood Fruit Farm wants to say a big thank you to all of their loyal customers. Come visit them this weekend. Open 7 days a week, 9 to 5, just south of Ithaca. Follow the signs and join the celebration at Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and very stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
WRCO Radio will now conduct a test of the emergency alert system. Please note, this is only a test of the emergency alert system from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
Eight 36. Good morning, fresh from the country on WRCO Radio. Here's a song that's been climbing the charts for Dylan Scott into the top 30 this week with "This Town's Been Too Good to Us."
Gave us that hilltop place to park, gave us some girls that stole her hearts, gave us some books up on the wall, the way we live and the way we talk. Gave a state that senior year, them country stores to buy that beer, a place to go nobody knows, where you take it in and you take it slow, like that river rolls, where that green grass grows. I can't explain it, oh, it's something, ain't it? Yeah, we should paint it. Away our sins, good times and some damn good friends. Whole lot of not too much to do, all the time in the world to do it. Every bit of that down on dirt was heaven on earth, and we never knew it. Yeah, we should painted it up, tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back at it now, this town's been too. Raise hell on the weekends, yeah. Man, what were we thinking when we said we'd leave it in a cloud of dust? This town's been too good to us. Too good.
explain it all, it's something, ain't it?
Yeah, we should paint it up, tore down and more two-lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back at it now, this town's been too good to us. Raise hell on the weekends, yeah. Man, what were we thinking when we said we'd leave it in a cloud of dust? This town's been too good to us.
She was gonna leave me face down in broken Hartsville, kick me to the curb on Lonely Avenue. She thought she'd turn this cowboy's neon blue. Thought she could do better, but who's better off now? Didn't think I'd ever get over her, but look how the tables have turned. Well, I'm good with goodbye. Salt and lime. With the sun still shining, it'll be a good day. 'Cause moving on goes better with a little Jose. Adios, see you later. Bet you thought that I was gonna chase her. I'm gonna sit here sipping silver till I'm good as gold. Singing find an amigo who makes more dinero. I wasn't gonna stop her, wasn't getting her way. I just tipped my hat, raised my glass and waved. Adios, see you later. Bet you thought that I was gonna chase her. I'm gonna sit here sipping silver till I'm good as gold.
A little bit of a, cucaracha there at the end. That's Chancey Williams and Adios on WRCO Radio. All right, the trivia question of the day that can net you a great prize from our friends at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. My goodness, they have some good stuff going on. And did you know that today happens to be National Cinnamon Roll Day, too? So, figure it out. We sent Henry Bray down there. I gave him some money, and we'll probably never see him again. But anyway, here is the question. The most common recurring dreams include, number one, falling. Number two, being chased. What is number three? 608-647-4155. The most common recurring dreams, falling, being chased, and what is number three? And it does not involve Henry Bray, okay? This is Wade Bowen.
Thomas and Billy, they'll be stacking that beer right after school at the drive-thru.
Congrats to our winner of trivia today. That would be Carla Ravis. Nice job, Carla. Oh, yes. The most common recurring dreams include number one, falling. Number two, being chased. Number three, we had lots of guesses for the likes of, you know, being in water, fighting. Someone said a date with Phil Nee. I mean, some might have that one. I don't know. But number three is actually being back in school as an adult or being back in school and not prepared. Have you ever had that one where, you know, they're handing out a test and you're like, okay, what are we doing this with? You know, of course, that really happened to me when I was in school. But yeah, I've had that one a lot. And then the people, you look around in the class as your dream continues, and it's all these people that you know now. They're not necessarily people that you went to school with. They're in the classroom with you. But I've had that one. I've also had the one where I'm in the school play. And I'm on the wings and ready to go on, and like, Nee, you're on. And I'm like, what play am I in? You know, I mean, I would have had to ad lib, which I could have done, but it certainly would have strayed away from the script. Anyway, congratulations, Carla. Our winner today from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Family owned and operated with made from scratch bakery items, unique lunch options, and locally sourced products. Hopefully you don't have a fear of going back to school as a Richland Center alumnus. Right, you don't have to go back to school, but you can come back to town and join us for the parade in downtown Richland Center today at 3 o'clock.
Hello, everyone. Kenny, the wannabe baker here from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli. Shop local is the theme at Christie's Sunnyside. Not only do we sell local products, but we use those products in the foods we make and bake for you. So if you like local, check us out on Facebook or give us a call at 649-2253. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks again from Christie's Sunnyside, where every day is sunny.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Kamala Harris on police.
It is outdated. It is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Communities safer without police? Oh, but there's more.
For far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
Catch that? Kamala Harris is a defund the police Democrat. And Rebecca Cook, she fits right in. She's made a career out of it. A professional political operative trusted to elect anti-law enforcement politicians across the country. Rebecca Cook even led a dark money group that supported Mandela Barnes and his defund the police agenda. That's why the Liberal Democrats handpicked her. Now Cook is bankrolled by the liberal elite to help win back the House. They trust her because Rebecca Cook is a defund the police Democrat.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Boarding House Antiques in Richland Center, where you can treasure hunt in 17 rooms of antiques and gifts. There's live music at the Garden Stage every second Friday of the month, June through September. Tammy and Margie invite you to visit Tuesday through Saturday. Check out the historic Boarding House Antiques. Check them out on Facebook and their webpage. They buy antiques. 339 West Seminary Street in Richland Center, next to the depot.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
For generations, the Karens family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Karen State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
We'll look at the most played number one country song across the land coming up here on WRCO Radio. But first of all, a new one from Joe Nichols and Annie Bosco.
I knew the second that I laid my eyes on yours that I was gone. If there was ever gonna be someone that does me in, I knew right then you were the one. Ain't nowhere else to go. Like it I found. I don't wanna ever taste the last kiss from your lips. They break me in two. No, there ain't no getting over falling like this. We both know it's true. Yeah, yeah.
Fresh from the country and better than you. This week's most played top five tunes, Jelly Roll, I Am Not Okay at number five. Kane Brown and Marshmello, Miles on It at number four. Luke Bryan, Love You, Miss You, Mean It, number three. Post Malone and Pour Me a Drink featuring Blake Shelton, that's at number two. And the number one record this week belongs to Luke Combs, Ain't No Love in Oklahoma.
Thank you. chasing.